Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. As one of the first recipients of a doctorate in computer science in the United States, Sister Mary Kenneth Keller most definitely forged her own path in life. Around the age of 18, she entered the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin community, taking vows of membership into the group in 1940. 3 years later, she earned a BS in mathematics from DePaul University, following that up with an MS in mathematics and physics in 1953. Starting in 1958, at the National Science Foundation Workshop in Computer Science at the male-only Dartmouth College, she helped with the development of the BASIC computer programming language. BASIC was unique in that it allowed everyday users, not just mathematicians, to be able to program computers. Earning her doctorate in computer science from the University of Wisconsin in 1965, her dissertation focused on constructing algorithms that performed analytic differentiation on algebraic expressions written in CDC Fortran 63. After receiving her PhD, she founded the computer science department at Clark College in Iowa and served as its director for 20 years, during which time she developed a master's degree program for computer applications in education. Clark University established both the Keller Computer Center and the Mary Kenneth Keller Computer Science Scholarship in her honor. An advocate for women in computing, she was the author of 4 books and helped to establish the Association of Small Computer Users in Education, a group that is still active today. ASCU's mission is to provide opportunities for resource sharing, networking, and collaboration within an environment that fosters creativity and innovation in the use of technology within higher education, which fits well within Sister Keller's vision for computers in the future. Computers as part of the educational system was one of her passions, as she saw that they could provide information and access to every learner, not just computer scientists. They would be a tool used to help people become better thinkers and learners. She even saw the potential for the computer beyond education, stating, "For the first time, we can now mechanically simulate the cognitive process. We can make studies in artificial intelligence." Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.